Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Joining us live this morning, Michael Angelucci, Level Financial Advisors. We're talking about a couple of different things, most importantly, this idea of a 50-year mortgage. It's what we heard over the weekend, the Trump administration throwing around the idea that it's something that could be offered to prospective home buyers, the idea being that it would make home buying more affordable. Michael, thanks for being with us this morning. I don't know. When I hear of a 50-year mortgage, I hear of something that I don't know if I'm going to see the end of.
Right, exactly. I think this is an effort to try to make home ownership more affordable for people. As we know, home prices have been up a lot and staying up, and it's becoming more and more difficult for people to get into a home. I read that the average homeowner now is first-time homeowner is 40 years old versus 28 years old in 1990. So it's becoming more costly. People are holding off because they got to save more. But this idea of the 50-year mortgage, you know, from a financial perspective, it's going to be, if you hold it for 50 years, to your point, like, will you even live that long after you buy a house at age 40 and pay it off after 50 years is going to be potentially three times as much interest if you do pay it according to the, you know, principal and interest and pay it over 40 years. So it would be a huge financial drain or inefficient financial use of your money. But some people say if it's the only way you can get into a house, I got to do this now. And I think that's where some of this comes in is, okay, people will say, I need to just get in the house now. Now, the other problem with this is that if it makes housing more affordable, it could continue to drive prices of housing up or keep them high. So it may ultimately, counter the benefit it's tried to create.
Yeah, when they say it's a way to make it more affordable, I mean, all I can think of is how much more you'd be paying with the extra 20 years of interest payments or, you know, however that's thrown around on a 50-year mortgage. Where would it be more affordable and where are you spending more money?
Well, if people want to play around with it, I go to this site called calculator.net and you can look at mortgages and play around with different numbers. To your point, if interest rates right now, a 30-year interest rate is 6.25%. If you ran a $300,000 mortgage, you might pay $1,847 in principal and interest. If you put in 50 years and kept the interest rate the same, you'll be down to $1,634. the question is going to become is, will that 50-year rate be the same as a 30-year rate? Generally, the longer term of a loan, you're going to pay a higher interest. So even if that interest rate is up another 0.5%, you're going to be paying, you won't really be saving that much, because I calculate that to be $1,748 versus $1,847 for, you know, a 30-year mortgage. So it's going to depend on what the market does, if they even come out with these things, if the numbers make sense. But over time, the longer you go in the term of your loan, you're going to pay a lot more interest. I mean, the total interest paid on a 50-year mortgage with a slightly higher interest rate is an extra $748,000 in interest. The total payments are over $1 million. You'd be paying three times the value of your house over 50 years, or the value of the original mortgage, I should say, on that $300,000.
You know, a lot of people look at the value of their home in a lot of different ways. For a lot of people, it's my home. Like, I'm not looking at it as any sort of investment or whatever. It's where I live. It's where I'm going to live. That's it. That's the end all. For others, it is an investment. You want to see the value of your home go up over time and, you know, be able to do things down the line. There's the idea that you can build home equity. I'm wondering what if you're in a 50-year mortgage, how it would impact something like the equity you have in your home and your ability to do more things with the investment that you make in your home.
It's you're right on point. The idea is hopefully you build equity over time. And if you have a 50-year mortgage, the only equity you're probably going to be building is if market values go up, right? The prices, housing goes up. After 10 years on a 50-year mortgage, even at the same rate of a 30-year mortgage, if you start at $300,000 after 10 years, you're still at $288,000. You're not building mortgage through your payments. I mean, building equity through your payments. You're going to have to depend on, hopefully, the market price for housing continuing to go up to build that equity. I will say to you said something that, you know, a lot of people look at housing as a place to just live, or some people look at it as a way to build wealth. And generally, the way I've always looked at it over many years and have discussed this with many people is, don't look at it as a way to build wealth. Look at it as a place to where you're going to live, because when you start netting out all the costs of home ownership, taxes and repairs and upkeep, usually, unless you're in a place where housing is going up 10 or 20% a year for many years, it's not going to be an investment. It's an investment to people because it does go up a little bit over time, and you're not looking at it every day. And, you know, 20, 30 years later, when you sell your house, it's up in value and say, geez, I made money. But don't look at all the taxes and upkeep you put in, because it'll probably negate all that increase.
Michael, before we let you go, the Trump administration also talking about the idea of a $2,000 stimulus check based on tariff money that's been brought in for most U.S. citizens. You know, I look at this idea and say, wait a second, didn't we do this before? And then we got all this inflation as a result. I mean, is that what we're just looking for again?
Yep. Yeah, you answered that's the way I look at it. I think you answered your own question, because that's the stimulus is the multiple stimuluses have been a big contributor to the inflation since COVID. So I think it would go counter to what the president and Congress would want to see, because over time, I think we've talked about this a few times in the past, inflation is the thing that really kills people in power. You know, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, the inflation will hurt you. I think we saw that in the last elections last week. So they want to do everything they can to keep inflation down. If I were a political advisor, that's how I would advise.
Well, Michael, thanks as always for the time. Always appreciate it. So Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors joining us live.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.